long time, tobacco sure.
Yeah, I haven't smoked in, it's been 25 or 30 years.
Is that right?
Chew tobacco and I was just thinking, I wish the heck I didn't do that.
My brother picked that up when he was playing football.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I picked it up firefighting years ago. Got in the habit.
That sounds, a lot of football players do that during practice or training. And I just wonder why.
Maybe it keeps down tension.
I guess so. You usually see either a football player or a baseball player got a great big wad.
Chew tobacco.
It's chewed.
But I guess it's for tension. Mm-hmm. I know in firefighting you use it more or less for, but it makes you spit to keep from swallowing smoke and gases and such as that.
My brother drove my mother crazy because she'd go around the house and find these little plastic cups, these paper cups with that stuff. He forgot
to throw it out. Tobacco juice and ham beer in it.
She'd really get upset.
Yeah, my wife used to get upset. She gets asked me for doing this now. I wouldn't be doing it if she was here today.
What do you call a woman, how would you describe a condition if she's about to have a baby? You'd say she's
pregnant.
Have you heard that called anything else, perhaps in a more subtle manner or a joking manner or anything like that?
No. I'd say so.
What about in the family way?
Yeah, family way, yeah. That's an old term.
One fellow told me that he heard it, she swallowed pumpkin seed.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It's a joking type way.
If a doctor wasn't around to deliver the baby, the woman that might be sent home?
Midwife.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard her call anything else?
Granny.
Yeah. What about if a boy has the same color hair as his father, same shaped nose, same color eyes, you'd say that the boy
resembles his father.
What about to a child that's misbehaved? You might say, now if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking.
Spanking. Mm. You ever heard that referred to?
Whipping. Or something like that.
What about a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Oh, a bastard.
Bastard. Have you heard that called anything else?
No. I don't think sure I have, but I just can't recall.
What about woods colt?
Yeah, child of the woods or something like that.
You ever heard about a volunteer?
Say what?
A volunteer?
No.
Just like the crop?
No. Never heard that.
If your brother had a son, that would be your what?
Be a nephew.
And what do you call a child that's lost both of his parents?
An orphan.
And the person who's appointed to look after the child?
Guardian.
If the house were full of people like your cousins and your nephews and your nieces and uncles and aunts, you'd say the house is full of your
relatives.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh, maybe kinfolk. Kin people.
Talk about somebody who, say, looks like you and might even have the same last name. You might say, well, she looks like me, or he looks like me, and we have the same last name, but actually I know.
I'm not related. Mm-hmm. And no relation. Not related.
What would you call a person who comes into the town, nobody's ever seen them before? He's a
stranger.
Somebody who comes from another country, he's a
foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?